Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration manufactured a phony drug sale for the president's drug speech. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush made a mistake when he used a phony prop in his TV speech on drugs. That bag of cocaine had been seized a few days earlier, so he said, in a park by the White House. It was the highlight of the speech, but it turned out to be the lowlight. The prop was not on the level, and the park's not a drug drop. The purchase was a setup arranged by undercover agents who brought the dealer to the park so the president could use the line in his speech. To make matters worse, the dealer went free, and the president got uptight when asked about the trick. Admitted, Al, it was a dumb thing to do. The most precious asset the president has is the credibility of his high office. The drug crisis is serious enough without the president exaggerating it and misleading the country.
Ted, you do tend to get pretty picky. Your priorities are out of whack. He didn't tell him to rig that one up. The president wanted to send a clear message to the whole country that drugs are everywhere, even right across the street from the White House. And they are. He wanted to stress that even where you think security is the tightest, the pushers still get it done. The White House is a symbol of history and freedom to this nation. The president wanted to show that no neighborhood is free from drugs and the threat they pose on our own lives and those of our young. It may also come as a shock to some people in Washington that there is a drug problem in Wyoming, too. It's everywhere, Ted. Let's stop the petty bickering and get down to business. Who cares where it came from? Everyone listening has had a loved one affected by it. Let's get at it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.